or from townhall.com.
What's on your bucket list? Adventure? Travel? Crazy fun? Connecting with nature? Head to Wind River Resort and Casino for your chance to win your share of $25,000. Come and play our $25,000 end-of-year bucket list swipe to win promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free entries. Plus, earn entries all month long for your chance to win cash. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes or a share of $25,000 cash. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. It's simple. Spin the reels on your favorite slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win cash on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Final drawing is Thursday, December 29th, where you can win $5,000.
Two winners.
Or $599.
21 winners.
Let us help you check off your bucket list. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino, the place to win. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 16th of December. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everyone, and how are you on this wonderful Friday? Have you found that you've I'm good. I'm really good. We're like working on the headphone volume. Good, Carl. I'm good. So good morning anyway.
Can I turn mine up?
Oh, okay. So mine's blasting and you're okay. 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 49. How do you like this rain? Been wonderful. Partly cloudy, then areas of frost tonight with our lows of 33. And tomorrow calls for, again, areas of frost, then sunny with our highs of just 51. Do you feel that burr this morning? Oh, my goodness. And Saturday night, mostly clear, then areas of frost. So what we're seeing here across the forecast for the weekend is frost, frost, frost. Frosty, the snowman is going to come out and say hi, wave at you. Anyway, that forecast has been brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
There you go. And the good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So we're starting all over
Jared,
here.
Good morning here.
Jared, good morning.
How are you doing today there, Mountain Man?
I'm doing great.
Good. You're looking good. Hey, what we're looking at is, you know what? It's funny. I mean, just a little shop talk here.
Shop talk.
Because you say, oh, look, mine's turned up. And I'm sitting there turning down the one I've always turned down for you.
Are we crossed?
What they have done is somebody has crossed all, has crossed them.
Okay.
Has crossed all the headphones.
Those gremlins come in at night. And
see,
mine's
attached to my mic, but yours is just kind of like hanging
there.
Yeah,
and I don't know if I'm confused with the...
happened is that they've switched them out.
That's right. With our pet of the week guest...
That's our Cracker Jack engineers, and they're repairing things.
Right. Welcome to the show this morning, Haven Humane. Our special guest this morning, Amy, got a little kitten in her hand. And you know that you go around to the media rounds this morning and we talk about what's happening right now at Haven Humane and the pet that you're holding.
Yes, this is a very special kitten to me, actually. So this is Macy. She is one of my foster kittens. I had two other siblings. She has two other siblings. And I've had them since they were about 10 ounces. So just tiny, tiny little balls of fur. And now I've had them in my home with my kids and my dogs, and they've been well socialized, and they're actually ready to be adopted. Macy's named after my oldest daughter. There's another female named Mila, my youngest daughter, and Mila, the three-year-old, named the little male kitty Meatball. So
he's Meatball
because
everybody else has got real names.
Yeah,
and he's Meatball because he's not big enough to be Meatloaf.
Yeah, well, he's Meatball because a three-year-old named him.
And this little kitty definitely wants to get the wire from your headphones.
Yeah, she does. She's very, very cute, though.
Yeah,
and they're very well-behaved little kitty.
She is a muted
calico.
Oh, listen to that.
Can you hear that? That's a happy kitty. That's a happy kitty.
So, you know, it's pretty good when you can have your cat purr on the, you know, on the morning show.
So she's she's got this really beautiful coloring. She's about 4 months old. She's got this peach and gray calico. Yeah, so she's really pretty. She's got half a gray face, half a peach face. So she's super cute.
She is.
Yeah, well, what's happening?
And she's healthy, and you can tell that she's been socialized.
And she could be adopted today?
She can be adopted, yes.
Okay. So tell us what's happening right
now. You don't want to turn her loose, do you?
Mm.
I can see the way you're just you're stroking her and all this.
Yeah, you get attached. I mean, you've since 10 ounces.
I know.
All right, so what's happening with Haven Humane? I know you probably, it's December, people are coming in. Should I get a pet? Shouldn't I get a pet? It's kind of a weird time. But it's a good time.
Right, yeah. We just want to remind everybody, pets, dogs, cats, these are forever pets. These are until, you know, they cross that rainbow bridge and become older. Not an impulse buy for Christmas because your kid really wants a kitten and then, you know, January they're over the cat and, you know, or they're over the dog. And just to remind people that while it's great to get, a pet as a gift for Christmas, do it as a family. Do it as something for sure that everybody's on board with.
Right. Responsibility.
No surprises.
Right.
We don't like surprises.
Kitty litter is another part of the chores. And
yes. It's a real responsibility, and it's not just a cute little thing to put under a tree. So just remember that, you know, you are making a commitment for a forever home for one of these, for one of these animals.
I wonder how, when somebody comes into Haven Humane and they say they want to adopt a cat, do they go through like a questionnaire?
Yeah, they do. We have an application process, and there's a lot of, you know, important questions so we can determine if the cat's going to have a good home with them.
Good. I like that. So you can't just come in and say, I'll take that one and then stick it in your car and go home.
No.
Have to be able to see if they've got a place. Yeah. But it's good to know is that it's got a place to stay.
Right.
You want to know what, and is this going to be an outside cat or an inside cat?
Right. Yeah.
Those kind of things.
At Haven, you know, we have a lot of animals coming into the shelter that haven't had the greatest start. And our job is to make sure that when they leave the shelter, they go to forever great homes. So we definitely
do a good job with that.
I'd like to think we do.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and we are extending our $25 adoption. It was extended last week. So today is actually for sure the last day.
$25.
$25 if you bring in an unwrapped toy.
Bring in an unwrapped toy.
And then that also includes the chipping.
Yep, the microchipping, spaying or neutering.
Right, which a lot of times it's a great way to adopt it.
Don't let her bite through that wire.
Yeah.
Oh, she's got my finger now.
Oh, she's going to bite your finger. Okay.
She's just a
cutie. And if you're looking for a great little kitten to start off the year with and Tessa might be with you for the next 10, 12 years, there you go. Man, she is cute.
She is really cute.
That Amy loves her.
Well, thank you.
This thing, I don't even know this cat.
Yeah, right.
Well, Haven Humane, again, the hours and the time.
We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Monday through Saturday, excuse me. We are also open, a lot of people don't realize, until 7 p.m. on Wednesday. So we're open from, the kennels open at 11 to 7. So if you work a 9 to 5 and it's hard to get down, you can come down on a Wednesday and we're open till 7.
There you go. Okay. All right. Here's a great little kitten to start off the year, to start off Christmas with in the new year. Maisie. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you
so much.
You bet, Amy.
Have a great day.
Hey, we've got a lot of things happening today. We got Dr. Kara Tennant, our vet, our station vet, coming in. He's going to be talking about, you know, things like tinsel and stuff. Got to watch it because I've seen dogs eat tinsel and cats eat tinsel. And the next time you see the tinsel, it's coming out of their butt.
And or a utensil.
Or half of a utensil. Anything.
Hey, you know what?
We're having, one last thing is we're also having Rocky Slaughter in. And who Rocky was the one that backed D really hard. You know, he was also instrumental in pushing through Turtle Bay. And there was a piece in the Record Searchlight that didn't really address all of the things that were, that he was trying to project there when it comes to taxes and legislation and these measures like this. So he's going to be in today for
an hour. He's going to get a clear...
Come in at 8 o'clock and you get to ask him questions. That's
a clear way of expressing himself
without
our interpretation.
Yeah, without sound bites.
Before we leave, I just wanted to before we take a break, I'm going to say that Tobacco and Brew have been wonderful. Oh, They've been wonderful supporters of us. And if you're looking for a hostess gift, go in to get some holiday coffee beans. Wonderful. Pumpkin spice, triple chocolate, peppermint bark, Jack Frost.
That's
I've been
right.
doing
and
that
then,
for this holiday.
Well, you know what? That tobacco and brew is just a great place. Veteran-owned. Espresso Joe's with all types of different gifts for Christmas. Then walk next door because they've got all types of any type of tobacco and tobacco accessories you could possibly want. And the finest walk-in humidor you're going to find in Northern California. Absolutely outstanding. 2143 Hilltop Drive. These are, like I said, these are great people. Discounts for veterans at Espresso Joe's. Open 7 days a week, and they really support our community. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
I was hungry and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes and you clothed me.
I was a stranger and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul.
There we go.
With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, 45 degrees, going up to 49 today, 33 tonight, but the rain should end.
Was that Gene Autry?
No. No, that wasn't Gene Autry. I can tell Gene Autry from 12 miles away just by the sound of his voice.
Just one line.
Just one line. Usually just like one word, and then because you can hear Trigger in the background going.
Now you're going to hear this knock on wood.
Well, it's not Trigger. It's Champ.
You're going to hear this knock on wood, and I'm going to say why. The reason I have been able to go through the whole holiday season so far and not have been, haven't gotten that cold, that nasty flu, the nasty cold that everybody's had, I really attribute that to good sleep. I really attribute that to the fact that I'm, and I'm even more so next year, I'm going to be more disciplined with the fact that, you know, after 8:30 or 9 o'clock, you know, Carl and I are bedtime because we have to get up super early. And many times, you know, we have events. Well, because of our Sleep Number bed, I'm able to achieve that sleep that I need. That doesn't make me feel like I'm super dragging around, you know. And this is the time of year when we have our to-do list is on steroids. And it's just nice to know that you get into that deep sleep. And I've been moving around my Sleep Number setting, which is a wonderful thing you can do with your dual control. So my Sleep Number setting has been at 40, and I've been going between 45 and 35, and I've been moving it around. So I'm just saying that I really, and we had this conversation the other day with a girlfriend about, yes, we really use the pillows. We love the pillows. Get the pillows for a presents. It's the best gift you'll ever get somebody, our Sleep Number pillows.
In the Sleep Number bed right now, through December 18th, you can save $300 on selected mattresses plus a 48-month special financing with a Sleep Number credit card. Restrictions apply, subject to credit approval, of course. See store for details, and the stores are over there in the Target Shopping Center. Go over and see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals. Lay down in the bed and see what it's like. My Sleep Number setting is 60. It's been 60 now for several months, and I sleep great. I don't worry about, you know, you get enough sleep at night. I think a lot of it is quality sleep. So, as Linda says, it's a great way to treat yourself. All right. Hey, welcome back. Now, some of the things that are going on. The Democrats are terribly upset about Russian hacking now. They weren't upset about it in October when it looked like Hillary was a shoo-in. Don't be silly. Russians aren't going to do anything. Well, it appears that the Russian, you know, that we're not even sure it was the Russians. You've got, you know, oh, Carl, aren't you reading? Yeah, I am reading. I read that, you know, you've got the CIA say it is. I'm hearing like the FBI saying that's not clear. And the head of WikiLeaks, Assange, was interviewed yesterday by Sean Hannity on his TV show. And on his TV show, he asked him specifically, did you get the information from the Russians? And he said no. It came from within the United States. It also appears that the GOP, they went after the GOP servers, and they went after their email, but didn't get into them. Why? They were much better protected. Better firewalls. So here we go back again, and you have to think about this. They got into the DNC servers, plus Podesta's email. They got into his email because somebody made a mistake and typed legitimate instead of illegitimate. They said, this is an illegitimate post. Ignore it. They didn't say that. They just wrote back, it's a legitimate post. So Podesta opens it up, and it opened up all of his email to the world. That's right. So now President Obama is implying that, well, these Russians, we're going to have to take action against the Russians. Isn't this kind of interesting how he wants to take action against the Russians now in the last 20 days of his presidency or 30 days of his presidency when he hasn't ever done anything before? You remember that? Isn't this kind of strange that he's starting now? What do you think, Kay? Kay.
Let's go to the phones. Kay, good morning.
Well, I guess we'll have the Russians to bat around for ever.
Well, no, we got them for at least the next 30 days.
Right. I don't know. I mean, people will find anything to blame their
lost. This is just another way of blaming. There's some of this. It's not the fact that she didn't pack it when she went out there, and that she surrounded herself with sycophants that didn't tell her the right things to do, and she just believed them, and that Hillary lost the election. They cannot handle that, and that the media was just wrong, just totally wrong. They can't handle that. So they've got to blame it on something else. You know, besides us deplorables, and all the states that went, this is a large, you know, Pennsylvania, kind of like the bride that never shows up for the wedding, showed up for the wedding this time. And yet now they're saying, oh, no, it was the Russians. The Russians hacked into that email. They were the reason. Well, no, it was the contents of the email, wherever you got it from. It was the contents.
Well, I don't think Hillary or President Obama have ever taken anything that, any mistake they've made, I don't think they've owned up to it.
No, they don't do that.
So,
it can't be her fault.
No.
It's not the Clintons' fault.
Well, it is.
I have,
What else do you have? Okay.
Just to change the subject a little bit, I went to that special meeting that the city had last night on the
raising of the rates
and water and
yeah
everything, and I thought people might be interested. Starting at 8 o'clock this morning, going till 4 o'clock this afternoon, the city clerks are going to count the ballots that we sent in.
Yep.
And people can observe them counting them. And it'll be take place in the executive conference room on the third floor. And I believe that's near the city clerk's office.
Now, if you want to talk about a rigged election, we can let's talk about this one. And I'm not talking about the Russians.
Right.
Here's how they do it. If you don't want a raise in your your utility rates, you have to send this letter back that they sent to you, and along with all the other stuff they send to you all the time. Mm-hmm. And if you do want a raise in your rates, you don't send a letter back. Now, if you want to talk about a rigged election, and I could be wrong in this, and I'll say it, but people sending something back is harder than not sending something.
Right.
We know that.
Well, you have to put a stamp on it, too, as one person pointed out.
Well, you know, and that in itself right there gives the home team, in this case REU, a huge advantage. It's like giving them a 14-point advantage already. So if they really wanted to see if people wanted to have a rate hike, say, if you want a rate hike, send a letter back.
Right.
And if you don't, then don't send it. So if you do send a letter. If you don't send a letter. See, that to me should be, why don't you try that one next time and see what happens. You know why. They even said, well, they don't even have to do that. They just have to announce it, and then you can say something about it. Well,
right.
You know what? This city is not big on raising taxes or rates, so it'll be interesting to see what this count is.
Well, I'm going to go because I want to see how many they actually got. The record searchlight sounded like they didn't get very many at all. So I don't know. Apparently there was one area that they missed that they didn't send things to, so that extended it.
Oh, okay. All right, Kay, thanks.
Anyhow, thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you so much, Kay. Going back to the an interesting article here, Democrat donors call for Clinton campaign post-mortem. One of the paragraphs, and this is from Politico. But in the weeks since the wealthy Democrats who helped pump over $1 billion, imagine this, $1 billion into Clinton's losing effort, have been urging their local finance staffers, state party officials, and campaign aides to provide a more thorough explanation of what went wrong, with no dispassionate centralized analysis of how Clinton failed so spectacularly. They insist, how can they be expected to keep contributing to the party?
Whoa.
Yeah, and what they're talking about is they want an autopsy.
Well, they should have one. They should try to figure out, but I think they've already identified it. They've already had several pundits tell them how to do it. It's real easy. You don't nominate a 68-year-old white woman who's got baggage going back 30 years. And that's somebody that's going to go out and speak to the people. She concentrated on the coast. She raised all this money. And what Trump did, he went out to the working man and the working woman, and he said, I can change your life. And they were ready for change, and not once did she ever get that message across.
Okay, now, I'm not trying to be politically correct when I say this, but someone, when you say a white 68-year-old white woman, if you really felt that white 68-year-old, because you're that age.
Exactly.
You could be... You know, a woman.
I did listen to the last part,
but I can't help but take that apart and say, "Lah."
Okay, you're right.
Lah!
You know what? No, you're right. Okay, you shouldn't take anybody, no matter what their age. And you're right.
I don't care if they're white or purple,
right,
or woman,
okay,
or man.
You're right. You know what? I stand. I take it back.
Because that's not how you.
Apologize.
That's not how you think.
No, but I was just thinking. This is who they took somebody
with 30 years of baggage.
Really big baggage.
Right. It wasn't, but one of their own people said, they said, you know, here's Hillary Clinton as the candidate, and you got to remember who the last candidate was, a 40-year-old charismatic black man, African-American, who was a great orator, and she's not. And so you had Obama. Now, but the other thing he didn't have was he didn't have 30 years of baggage that he was carrying around. He didn't have this. He wasn't being under attack for the server, for the Secretary of State. He wasn't under attack for the Clinton camp. You know, the Clinton Foundation. Mm-hmm. See, she had all of those things.
And her right hand person, who was
Huma Abedin,
with Wiener,
was married to Wiener.
Yeah, all that stuff stunk.
See, it all, and so when you take all that plus her inability to really reach out and touch the hearts of a lot of people. The working class, there it was, and then the African Americans just did not turn out like they did for Obama because one, she wasn't Obama, but two, I don't think they believed everything she said, as did a lot of other people. So, but yes, you're right. The Democrats are due an autopsy here to find out what happened.
Well, anyway, so
we have to take a break.
We do. And we'll be right back after these messages on this Friday morning, getting ready for all the holiday stuff. KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I was sitting at my desk when Santa walked in. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Can I trouble you for an estimate? I was on my way to my job at the mall when I got into a fender bender. As I was writing the estimate, a mother and her 5-year-old daughter came in and started to chat with Santa. There was a lot of laughter going on. When I finished the estimate, I said, "Okay, Santa, here's what you need to fix your car." Suddenly, the little girl burst out. "You're not the real Santa. Santa doesn't drive a car. He flies a sleigh." Santa looked at her and said, "Little one, my sleigh's at the airport, and I need a car to get there." She threw her arms around Santa's leg and hugged him tightly. "I knew you were real," she said. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Of a white Christmas, just is like the one I used to know.
Pretty good there, Carl. You were on. I I'm pretty good.
I'm pretty good on pitch. Hey, you know what?
Wow, it's because you had a good night's sleep.
Linda refuses to sing next to me in church because she says, look, you have no pitch. And I go, I pitch pretty damn well. She goes, no, I'm talking about voice pitch.
I would never, ever tell you not to sing out loud.
You never would say that. No,
never.
You just said that you can't sing next to me.
Well, we sing happy birthday. It's never in unison, but we sing happy birthday. And it's just, you just have to close your ears and go, okay, you're going to sing your way and I'm going to sing my way. But at least our spirit's in it.
We need to talk about OmahaSteaks.com. OmahaSteaks.com is a great gift for anyone you like, including yourself. Because with Omaha Steaks, they will send you for $49.99 a $217 package of meat. This includes filet mignons, top sirloins, boneless pork chops, kielbasa, meatballs, tartlets, apple tartlets, and more. And all of this you can get from OmahaSteaks.com. Now, how much do we like it? Well, they sent one to us, and we tried it. We went, oh, this is really good. Right, hon? And the
I opened it up, and I couldn't believe it. The meat kept coming. And,
no matter what you did, they just kept coming out of this box. And so it was so good that we sent one to my sister.
Yes.
As a surprise. But she listens sometimes. So, okay, pick up the package when it hits the front porch there, hon. Anyway, Omaha, but the only way you get it for $49.99, because we saw it advertised last night, and they were advertising it for more money, $10 more. So how do you save even more? When you go to the Omaha Steaks webpage, you'll see the search bar. In the search bar, you type in CL, like for Carl and Linda, and then hit search. It will take you right to the deal for $49.99.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a better deal for Christmas if you are a meat eater.
That's right.
Yeah, or somebody you know is a meat eater. All right, OmahaSteaks.com. All right. Speaking of...
Our veterinarian...
Yes. Well, not really meat eaters because we've talked about this one time.
No, we're going to talk about... Care Animal Hospital, and Dr. Kara Tennant is with us this morning. A paw above the rest is on your website. Yes. I love that. Caring for all animals... And, welcome to our show in this December.
Oh, thanks for having me.
We always love to hear, you kind of are like a scientist, and you have this study of interesting bugs and ticks and stuff, and we've gone there before when we've had you on the air, and it's just so very interesting. So December rolls around, and okay, what are you seeing in your practice, and what do we need to look for right now? Families in, trees out. Stuff, what not to eat, what can be poisonous, just those things that we forget about that we need to be reminded about.
Oh, there's all sorts of things that that you have around the holidays that your pets can get into trouble with. And so, the first thing I'd probably start with is a Christmas tree. We all know cats love ornaments, they love tinsel, they love all that. They just love the tree. And so a lot of them will climb the tree and then the tree will fall over, or they'll eat the ornaments, or they'll chew on the tinsel. Cats and dogs can get blocked, they can get an obstruction in their gastrointestinal tract eating these things. If the tree falls over, of course, that's dangerous for everyone. So one of the things you can do is it's a little high maintenance, but you can stick or attach like a fishing line to the top of your tree, to your roof, and that will help prevent it from falling over. Because it's not always possible to keep your animals away from the Christmas tree, because most of the time, it's in kind of the main area because you want to enjoy it the whole time. But you certainly can put it in a room where your animals don't have access to it. It's probably going to be the safest thing. The other thing is cats hate tin foil, like aluminum foil. Mm-hmm. And so if you make the bottom, like make a little aluminum foil section underneath the tree, they hate walking on it. And so,
oh, really?
Yeah, so it's one of the things that you can do.
That's a wonderful hint right there.
Oh, yeah. I do that for my furniture because, they like to scratch on the furniture, so I'll tape up aluminum foil.
Oh, that
it doesn't look very nice, but it...
I mean, for how long do you have to do that for? For 10 years, or is it just...
I did it for a couple of weeks, and now they haven't gone to it. So.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Every cat's different.
Well, we just had a kitten on from
I'm going to try that on Linda. because I have presents hidden and to make sure she doesn't come over. I'm going to put aluminum foil, little bits
of aluminum foil. Little trap.
There's little traps right there, and she'll come over and step on it and run back. You know, I like that.
Well, so we had a pup. Well, Snooki, or Elk Killer, as Carl likes to call her. When she was a puppy, we got her in her first year. Because we got her when she was in December. That's right. And do we have a caller? You're pointing at something.
Well, we have a caller. Yeah.
Okay, great. Let's go to the caller. But anyway, I wanted to say is that when Snooki was a puppy, she did get into the bottom of the tree. So we had to make sure that we had hard plastic ornaments. And she would roll them around, but she didn't want to have anything low-hanging that she wouldn't want to think it was her toy.
That's right.
We because everything in the house belongs to her.
Yes,
of course
everything.
It does.
It's including, her house. It's her
including
house.
My body. My body belongs to her. If she wants to jump on my body, step on my face, you know.
Yep. Lay on you. Yeah, bite your hair.
Yeah. She bites my hair. Good morning.
Indian Dave. Hey. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
We're fine.
Merry Christmas
to y'all. Hey.
Hey.
Wanted to remind you guys of our serviceman speech tomorrow from 3 to 7 at the Vets Hall. All the veterans in the world and any first responders.
Okay.
Actually, anybody who walks through the door, we're going to feed, but it's going to be turkey and ham dinner 3 to 7.
From 3 to 7 p.m., first responder,
yeah.
But also veterans, and this is
Vets
it's
Hall
free.
At Yuba Street.
That's right. Vets Hall at Yuba Street. Not only that, yeah. Since you mentioned this, that also Loaves and Fishes is giving away food, not giving away, but providing food to our veterans also. And they are located right behind the main post office on Churn Creek there. And they also help our veterans. But tomorrow is a big deal. We have the Missing in America Project. Is that true?
Yeah, Missing in America Project and Walmart Heart.
There you go. All
and
of this...
We'd like to invite you guys down. Come on down and have break some bread with us, man. We'd love to see you.
Turkey, dressing, ham, they got it all. And it's for all
yeah,
the veterans, there, their families.
Turkey, for sure.
Yeah, ham, okay. At least turkey. All right. Okay. And I'm sure you'll have like cranberry jelly, right?
No, you betcha. We got cranberry. And then we got pie or cake afterwards. So.
Ooh, okay. Now, look, this is for all the veterans and their families and first responders and their families.
Yes, sir, and anybody that walks through the door.
Anybody that walks through the door. You guys are
3
super.
To 7.
All right. Love you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey,
indeed.
We love you guys. Take care. Merry Christmas.
Merry
you
Christmas.
Too.
Right, thanks. Bye. Okay, let's get back to Kara Tennant, who is our a veterinarian, and we were talking about a paw above the rest. Care Animal Hospital, and it's a time right now that you probably get a lot of emergency calls.
We do. Yeah.
And I was online, and it goes right into talking about emergency, and there's your name and a phone number. So if somebody's like at 11 o'clock at night going, wah, mm-hmm. Then what?
Well, if it's 11 o'clock at night, then really there's one clinic open in the area, and that's the emergency clinic down at VCA Asher.
But if they want to have aftercare or let's talk about like wellness exams, there's going to be a lot of puppies and kittens that are going out right now.
Yeah, so it's really important to have your new animal examined. You know, whether you adopt him from the shelter or you're getting a new puppy or a new kitten, because prevention is really, really important. And prevention is going to help. I mean, it's prevention. It's going to help keep your pet happy and healthy, you know, as long as possible. So if you do adopt a pet, then bring them in, have them examined, make sure they're healthy, especially before, you know, you get really attached.
Oh, you know, the one time that I adopted a puppy, turns out it had, and I went down to the animal shelter. Turns out it had, what is that? Not parvo, but the worm. What's the other
heartworm?
Thing they get? They have that's
distemper.
Distemper. Mm. Yeah, distemper.
Oh, that's bad.
Bad. Took it back. Last time I got one. Yeah, my first dog was Elk Killer.
Yeah, when he considers like his real first love of a dog.
So do you? Okay, when we're talking about when people are, we talked a lot about it during Thanksgiving. But this is a whole new avenue of things with all the toys, especially maybe if you've got children and dogs that have small toys that the dog just immediately thinks it's great to chew up. And it's not like his regular chew toy because he can eat it like in, one bite.
That's right.
And what happens then? And you look around, and your whole bunch of play characters from Star Wars is missing Darth Vader and Chewbacca.
Yeah. That's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Yeah, I mean, if they're small enough for the dog to swallow them, oh, you hope that it's small enough to pass through the entire GI tract, okay. The gastrointestinal tract. Because if it's not, then it gets stuck. And, mm-hmm. it, you know, then you have an intestinal blockage. And at that point, mm-hmm. these guys need surgery. And it's, you know, it's expensive. It's tough on the animals. You know, it's uncomfortable because it's painful. They have to go under anesthesia for that. They still need to stay hospitalized for a day or two afterwards to make sure that they're properly hydrated and that they're eating and they're not vomiting. And so it's really just so important to keep those things away from your pet, because your pet is curious. Your pet wants to eat that, eat those things. And same thing with cats. You know, cats like anything on a string. And so a lot of people, you know, as a house gift will bring over toys for the pets, right? Because they know that the hosts have animals.
Right.
And cats love anything on a string or with feathers or little tiny balls and things like that. So they do the same thing and they'll eat them. And so they should never be unsupervised when you have these things around the house, because then you have, foreign bodies and you have a really sick munchkin and then, you know, a $2,500 vet bill that you weren't expecting around Christmas time.
Here's your Christmas present. Oh, what's your Christmas present? $2,500 for goes right. Elk killer eight. Eat stuff off the tray.
Well, these are important things, and we all know that, but it's even more, we should think about it, because even if you've got a wrap present, if a dog or a puppy mm-hmm. gets curious, they'll rip it apart.
Right.
You know, and I remember.
As will kids.
I had a dog once, and I know we're going to take a break, and I came home, and I had bread that I brought back from Nashville in zipped up in a nylon bag. Forgot that I had it. She was far from a puppy. I think she was just letting me know I'd been gone, and she was ticked. So I got home, and she literally ripped apart the nylon bag, which is a carry-on bag, and got in there and ripped apart that bread. Just telling you. So, you know, just be mindful, even more mindful right now with presents, people bringing stuff, people with their purses. You know, if you have a pet, people bring their purses, the dogs can get in there and get into any kind of medications. They're mm-hmm. curious. Something smells odd. And are hyperactive as well, right?
That's right.
This time of year.
It's exciting.
So, yeah, well, okay, so mm-hmm. Kara Tennant, so much more to come back with Kara Tennant and some helpful hints. And more about Cary Animal Hospital and for what we should look out for after these messages here on KCNR 1460. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
Good morning and welcome back to Casey and our 1460. Sometimes we should just have a bleep or a little like a mini outtakes of what happens on the breaks.
On the break, Kara just blew us away on this one. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Business of the Year, Businesswoman of the Year, or Business Person of the Year is Sharon Clark, and she's got Home Helpers. Whether it's long-term in-home house care or home care or short-term, say, from an operation or an injury, she's the one to go to. We trust her implicitly. In fact, if we had, if we needed that type of care for our parents, she's the one we would call. Home Helpers, Sharon Clark, 226-8350. You will not go wrong. Now, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Kara Animal Hospital, and we talk about different things during the break and before the show and all that, and then it's funny, and you're right, we should have outtakes sometimes. Okay, there are a lot more dangerous things around the house during Christmas time.
There are.
That we need to talk about here in the next 10 minutes.
Well, how about mistletoe? Do we all know mistletoe is toxic to animals?
Oh, I know.
I don't think that's a common one everyone knows about.
mistletoe is, and people hang it up, and it's the old-fashioned kiss under the mistletoe.
It is. You know, so many people have it in their houses. Luckily, it's usually high up, but, you know, if it falls down or something like that, and a cat or a dog eats it, then it's very toxic. It causes basically collapse of the cardiovascular system, difficulty breathing, vomiting, and diarrhea. So it's... It's really dangerous. So if you do have it in the house and you do have your pets there, make sure that it's firmly secured and far away from them.
Isn't that funny that those symptoms were the same ones that our guest experienced after the last time I did paella at dinner? Anyway, okay.
You know what? That's a really – I think a lot of people are going to go really over that one.
Yeah, mistletoe. Mm-hmm. But there's other things too, probably.
Yeah. All sorts of stuff.
Nuts.
Yeah, macadamia nuts.
Macadamia nuts will knock them out.
I know. Neurologic disease. So weird.
Neurologic. Okay. What goes for their kidneys?
Oh, amaryllis and lilies. So if you have – so a lot of people will bring in – you know, they'll force bloom these bulbs, right? So you go to Lowe's or Home Depot and you get these bulbs and you can actually force them to bloom even though it's not springtime and they're so, so beautiful. But something like amaryllis or a lily, cats are going to love to eat that. And they're incredibly toxic, and those cause kidney failure.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you have those in the house, you have to keep it in a room where your cat does not have any access to it.
Wow.
Because they will die, and they will die fast.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
intense. So they can get to it, and then you walk in 10 minutes later. They've already convulsed.
Well, maybe not that fast.
Okay.
But it's pretty fast.
It's pretty fast. Okay, I'm just kind of, just ramping that one up.
So it could be an
bit.
In-house poison that you have in your home. Okay. A lot of people think, my pet was poisoned. Because maybe they're having a rift with somebody in the neighborhood. You know, they go right there. But it could have been something right inside your home. They got a pill. They got something that, gave them a nut.
That's the scary thing, too.
You got nuts here. You want to eat it here.
If you're taking meds, if somebody's taking meds, and a lot of people do.
And they leave them out.
And say they drop them, and there's one left on the floor. I mean, things like, a lot of people take, blood pressure medicine.
Or thyroid,
those kind of things. Those will have a direct effect on them, too,
yes.
I imagine.
And so the important thing is to keep those things safe, keep them away from pets, because dogs can chew through those, child-proof containers.
Wow.
And so if you think your pet has eaten something like that, either call your veterinarian or you can actually call Animal Poison Control. And Animal Poison Control has information on every single type of medication that you can even imagine. They do have a fee for that.
Yes.
And it's like $15 or $20, yeah.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
And it's worth it. It is, but if your vet can't tell you, like there's some human medications, I have no idea what they are. You know, I'm looking them up. I'm trying to figure it out. Is it toxic or not? Poison control is going to be the better.
Zinc. Zinc is toxic.
In high doses.
In high doses.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that, if things people take airborne or these kind of things, like, to, you know, prevent, you know, colds and that, it's got zinc in it. Mm-hmm. And if your dog, which Elk Killer did, and he had a little foamy mouth, eats enough of them, it can it can be toxic.
Yeah, we had to have her stomach pumped.
Yeah.
But that was before we knew you.
And they, you know, it tastes good too. You know, they have these little flavored tablets that you can chew, and
the dogs like those flavored things like that.
Oh,
like
yes.
We do.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Cats don't really, because cats can't taste things that are sweet, and a lot of things we have, like, you know, like those airborne or like the zinc tablets that you can take, they're sweet. They don't taste sweet stuff.
But dogs do.
Oh, dogs love that stuff. It's like candy. They'll eat things that aren't even sweet flavor. You know, they'll eat an ibuprofen tablet that's not, you know, you worry about Advil, you know, the brand name for ibuprofen, because it's sugar coated and that tastes delicious. But they'll eat the ones that are not coated, and those things are nasty.
I chew them up.
We get our rawhide bones at their chicken covered bones at
chicken wrapped
at TJ or Trader Joe's.
Fancy.
And then the bully bones that are also we can break in half in Trader Joe's. And let's see, something else that we get from Costco. So we kind of give her like a couple of those a day. Is that okay?
It all depends on the dog. There's some dogs that can't tolerate it because it'll make their stomach upset because they have flavors on them. Other dogs will eat them in large chunks. And so they'll swallow these large chunks that'll get stuck in the GI tract. And then you have an intestinal obstruction or, you know, a blockage where they need surgery then too. So in general, I don't usually recommend those. But there are plenty of, you know, I'm a vet, so I see all the bad stuff. My opinion is skewed. You know, I see the pets that have
like
problems, right?
You're like a cop out there in the breed. Everybody could a potential. Everybody got to have a plan to killing everybody you meet.
So, I mean, every animal is different. So I would say, you know, definitely monitor. Don't leave them unattended.
Okay. Ever seen tinsel coming out of the butt?
Yes, I have. It happens.
Can tinsel hurt them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That can get stuck, too. And that can be almost like what we call a linear foreign body, where it gets stuck in the stomach, and then part of it still goes in the small intestine.
Yeah.
And then it's like a big accordion, because the intestines are still trying to move, but they can't because they're tied up by the stomach. Oh, it's bad.
Oh, my gosh.
And
these are just things you don't even think about.
But you don't see tinsel anymore.
Well, that's true. Well,
you just
that's
don't.
Not...
Where do you buy tinsel today? Can somebody tell me?
You don't see a lot of tinsel.
Maybe it's because it's so flammable.
Tinsel is something that we grew up with that might still be on like old childhood ornaments, a piece of that. But I don't think
we have 3 minutes.
Okay.
Ooh.
What's the biggest thing?
Oh, another thing. Candles.
What?
Candles. Whether you're just lighting fragrant candles or you have a menorah or anything like that. If you leave a candle unattended, like say you guys are all opening presents and you've got candles in the, you know, in the living room.
Lit
candles. They can knock that over and you've got a big, you know, a big problem. Animals can also get burned too. So definitely keep them away from your dogs and your cats from where they can reach. Make sure that they're, you know, maybe they're not lit while you're not there to be able to watch your pets, or get those, you know, those little battery operated ones.
Have you seen instances with the...
Oh, yeah.
This is why she's talking about.
It's like kitties like with trying to like the flame.
Oh, yeah. And they get burned. They'll burn off, you know, and they are just covered in fur. It's pretty, it just kind of shrivels up. It's very flammable. So.
Okay. We got like 1 minute left. So what else? Before we say
Merry Christmas
to you and everything.
Yes.
Okay. Now, how do they get a hold of you, Dr. Caratena?
Ooh,
and where are you located at?
So we're on 20 Hilltop Drive, which is just at the north end of Hilltop.
You go all the way up Hilltop Drive until you see there's a car wash place.
Yeah, car wash and Remax
and Remax, and then you all.
And Bartels.
That's right.
You're behind Bartels.
Behind Bartels.
Or you're in front of Bartels at that point.
If you're coming up Hilltop.
I guess, yeah.
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 Yeah. Or you can check out our website, carereading.com, or you can call me at 244-2287.
Oh, we're so happy.
It's always a pleasure having you here. Now, are we going to get you again here before Christmas?
Christmas, isn't it?
Next this is December. This is December. No, I guess not. This is it.
Yeah, Christmas. Thank you. And you wonder why I'm wigging out day by day. You know, it's like with the countdown. Is it Christmas next week? Yeah, next week.
I thought it was next month. How many more shopping days do I have? Nine?
You have like
9 days.
Five or something.
Five. Yeah.
No, what's today? Today is the 16th. I have 8 more days.
But Christmas is on a Sunday.
I have 8 more days. Look, 7-Elevens are open on Sundays.
Sorry, Linda.
I know.
Dr. Keratin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and all those great things.
Thank you. You're
you know that's not true. But anyway,
which
we'll
one?
Be
no,
right back.
It is. Hey, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I meant that.
No, I'm just talking about 7-Eleven.
Oh, no, I wouldn't go 7-Eleven. No.
Next.
I'd go to the dollar store.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Okay, we'll be right back.
Rocky Sauter's coming up.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Law enforcement community is rallying around the family.
Whenever an officer is shot or injured in the line of duty, it doesn't matter what badge or uniform you wear. We all come together and take care of each other.
Police in Mount Vernon, Washington say a man started shooting from inside a house, touching off an hours-long standoff. President Obama vowing to retaliate for suspected Russian meddling in America's election process.
In an interview, the president said that any time a foreign government tries to interfere in U.S. elections, the nation must take action. He told NPR that we will at a time and place of our choosing.
We have been working hard to make sure that what we do is proportional.
The president said a U.S. response may be explicit and publicized, and some of it may not be. The Kremlin rejects the White House claim of Russian President Putin's direct involvement. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president is expected to have more to say this afternoon about suspected Russian meddling when he holds a White House press conference. Meantime, a new poll shows a startling number of Americans admit to sharing fake news stories.
While social media sites struggle with how to identify fake news, nearly one in four Americans admit they've shared phony stories. Pew Research says a full 14% knew the stories were fake when they shared them. 16% found out later the stories were untrue. Meanwhile, about three-quarters are somewhat confident they can identify fake news.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and other major indexes doing well in early trading. Right now, it is the Dow up 55 points, the S&P 500 up by about 2. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Devil possession and a how to plan to be set free. God said, man said.com. The historicity of Jesus Christ. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. Is there life in outer space? God's perfect diet. God said, man said.com. 21 signs of doomsday. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Estimates from AAA say nearly 3.5 million people from Michigan alone plan to do some traveling for the end-of-the-year holidays. That's up 2.5% from last year. AAA spokeswoman Tamara Johnson has some advice for avoiding all that traffic.
Try to make sure that you leave in the morning on the day that you're planning your trip. Or if your schedule allows, try to travel on the actual holiday. Traveling on Christmas Day or on New Year's Day can actually guarantee that the roads will be more clear and you can get to your destination more safely.
Snow and ice on the roads could be a problem for some people in this country, especially in the Northeast and some parts of the upper Midwest. Lead forecaster Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service says ice could cause an issue.
As the cold air crossing the eastern United States starts to retreat, there may be a period of freezing rain anywhere from the Ohio Valley into the nation's capital, and then a little bit farther towards the Northeast into the major metropolitan areas.
That's forecaster Bob Orovec. More from townhall.com. President-elect Donald Trump says he will renegotiate trade deals to help create more jobs in America.
For years, the jobs and wealth have been ripped out of your state.
That's what he told at a rally, one of his thank you tour stops last night at Hershey, Pennsylvania. Trump also said he'll take a closer look at some domestic policies.
We're going to eliminate job-killing regulations. Cancel many executive orders. Believe me, we're going to be canceling a lot. And lift the restrictions on the production of American energy, including shale, oil, natural gas, and clean coal.
Donald Trump last night in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Drug maker Mylan has begun selling a generic version of its emergency allergy treatment, EpiPen, at half the price of the branded option. The cost of the branded version drew national scorn and the attention of Congress. The launch of Mylan's long-promised generic alternative is expected to still generate millions of dollars in revenue for the drug maker. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous special holiday buffet Sunday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu include chef-carved prime rib, ham, steamed clams, and Dungeness crab. With an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27. Wind River Club card. Children $10 and children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Holidays are better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBod. Good morning. It's Friday, the 16th of December. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone number right here is 530-605-4567. Grab up your phone because you're going to have a good time calling in and talking to our guest, Rocky Slaughter. But before we get to that, let's go to Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl Linda. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 44 points at 19,895. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 2,265. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 1 point at 5,458. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Comcast up 29 cents, trading at $70.17. Broadcom down 35 cents at $179.65. Starbucks up 2 pennies at $57.72. For local stocks of interest, Verizon up 20 cents at $52.01. Costco up 60 cents, trading at $160.76. And Trico Bank shares up 51 cents, trading at $33.97. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.58%. And over to commodities, gold is up $6.20 an ounce at $1,136. Silver off $1.19 at $16.06 an ounce. And crude oil up 82 cents, trading at $52 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, we're going to see 20,000?
You know, it's going to make it, but we just don't know when. It's fighting. It's fighting right now.
Must be fun.
Yeah.
You know, and today is option expirations, and so we might see some volatility later in the day.
Okay.
We'll see.
Hey, by the way, your enunciation is perfect.
Oh, it's getting better. I mean, my tongue is getting used to all the, those wires out of there. But anyway,
thanks,
I hope
a
you're
lot.
Having a nice season.
Thank you.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Have a great sunny day.
Thanks. Thank you. Bye. That's Susan Eastman, First Vice President of Investments for Wells Fargo Advisors. 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call. 530-243-7561. She knows what she's talking about. And we were just telling her because she got hit in the face with a softball 2 years ago. And just shattered her mouth. And she's had she's had braces on ever since. And she's just got them off.
Yeah.
And so
she says, adorable.
She says, I'm trying to learn to talk again. She is adorable.
Hey, okay. This Christmas, adopt a veteran. Make the holiday special for a veteran at the Reading Veterans Home. Starting, I think we should be wrapping up around December 15th and 22nd. Please drop off your new wrapped and securely tagged gifts between December 15th and 22nd. Start, and that would be so nice. You pick a star off the adopted veteran tree in the front lobby. That'd be great. Why don't you do that?
This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite Dish.
Network Veteran Challenge. That's helped give a gift of a free satellite service to an active military family this year, the active duty military family this winter. You do that like this. For every 10 new services BNT satellite, our local satellite dish people are, receives, they'll be setting up service for an active duty military family in a community for a full year. Not only that, but for every person who signs up during this winter campaign, you'll also get $100 off your bill. And if you recommend somebody, I think they get $100 off. You have to ask for sure by going down and talking to Doug Tooley, a veteran himself, at 241-3474. Stop by 1007 Dana Drive, BNT Satellite. Don't dial the 800 number. Now, speaking of Christmas and turmoil at the same time, speaking of a guy that when he everything that Rocky does, there's a splash there. And sometimes it's a splash like having a water slide during the worst
part. That would be a literal splash. Yeah.
A literal splash during the worst part, during the worst part of the worst drought in the history of this nation, down the center of Placer Street,
mm-hmm.
to the push that he made for led the attack on the led the charge for building the Turtle Bay Hotel.
Correct.
Which was a huge success. To leading his last effort here for Measure D.
Right.
Which wasn't quite as big.
Became very controversial. Has become controversial.
The measure itself did not pass.
Yeah.
It was a squeaker.
We got destroyed.
Yeah. No, well, we're here to
completely
talk.
Completely eviscerated.
A squeaker. Nah, we got destroyed.
You came in with the spreadsheet. I love this. This is somebody who's like schooled. You know, you came up with a spreadsheet today, which I think is pretty fascinating. I'm very impressed with this, by the way. So you have stats that you've studied and you've printed and you brought for us to share with our listeners on taxes, et cetera.
Correct.
Well, one of the things that's happened, and we want to kind of give a little background on this, is you wanted to take a look about how this happened. How did it get destroyed so badly?
Right.
And then, but somewhere in there, the record searchlight, you told the record search, hey, this is what I'm doing. You got a phone call, and that short phone call became an article.
Correct.
That had not exactly what you were saying in the article. I mean,
fully
just
disclosed all of your comments.
They didn't, yeah.
Right.
With maybe a how journalists will do, and they'll take a twist or... You know, it's happened to us before, and I understand that feeling sometimes. So you're here to share your whole self.
And I thank you for the opportunity, too, because a lot of times you need the long-form form of getting information out. So sometimes those articles, I mean, they're under deadlines, and if you're trying to pull from different experts everything and get all of this information, which, you know, I studied 60 different cities trying to pass their general sales taxes. So that amount of data to crunch down into one little article is a very hard thing to do. And so I think what ended up happening is they missed the point, which was that Russia hacked our election, and that's why Measure D failed. No.
They came straight down. Vladimir Putin was looking at the city of Reading and go, those workers, they do not need any more taxes. No more taxes. Let's hack them. Hack them.
Okay. That was funny, though. Okay, go on.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, so.
Seriously.
The article, I thought, made it seem like I was trying to skirt any responsibility, was trying to blame the city attorney for not writing a partial analysis. You know,
that's exactly what it said, though.
I mean,
the article did.
Exactly. And I mentioned the impartial analysis just very briefly because there was one line in the impartial analysis that I thought could have been written differently. And a lot of people think that I'm trying to slant this election or somehow have some bias written into what should be an objective and impartial piece. And then also, the reporter at the time was very adamant about the city attorney was responsible for creating the ballot language. And after the interview, I kind of started thinking about it. And really, if there was any responsibility that I could take in the ballot measure, all citizens have the ability to go in and suggest changes. At the meeting where the ballot language was approved, I stood up and I grabbed a comment card and I was going to say something and I didn't.
Wow.
Just because... It all happened so fast. And,
right.
I think people do realize, in many cases, maybe some don't, that the way that these measures are written, just like the way the propositions are written, you know, safe streets, safe, you know, safe schools and all this to turn loose thousands of criminals under 47. Mm-hmm. That's what it was, a safe schools proposition. And the way it's written is a nuance here, or just the way something is written, has a huge impact. It changes dramatically what the voter, when he reads it, thinks.
Correct. And so the results were very perplexing to me. Obviously, we lost by a large margin, but I had several questions that came out after.
Well, I tell you what, let's get to those questions right after this break.
Okay.
And then we can do it without interruption.
Sure.
Okay, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. They teach all over, of course, the Northern California area, but also down into Central and Southern California. Every one of the instructors are NRA professionals. Not only that, but this is a full-time business for the owner of Northern Firearms Instruction, Ted Leidy. He does this, like I said, he is not part-time. This isn't something he does on the side. He does a lot of study. He brings in, sends his instructors to schools. He is serious about the training you get with Northern Firearms. Your CCW training, advanced pistol training, carbine to pistol training, some of the only training of this kind you can get up here in Northern California. Give them a call, 530-999-1822, or check out the website at readingccw.com. We'll be right back with Rocky Slaughter.
I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat.
I needed clothes, and you clothed me.
I was a stranger, and you invited me in.
Whatever you did for the least of these, you did it for me.
From all of us at the Good News Rescue Mission, thank you for helping us reach out to the least of these.
Merry Christmas!
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas! Feliz Navidad! God bless you! Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Enjoy the holiday season at Cookies
and Yogurt
on Hartnell Avenue. Browse the store as you take in the spirit of the season with Christmas gift items, holiday decorations, lots of Christmas trees decorated to perfection with special ornaments, and the cookies. Not just any old cookies, gourmet cookies. All your favorites for your enjoyment or gift wrap for that someone special. Gourmet cookies.
Yummy, smooth, creamy yogurt.
And unique gift ideas all at Cookies
and Yogurt.
92 Hartnell Avenue in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. Love those cookies.
And yogurt.
It's Christmas time again at Dandelion. So join the ladies at 1322 Pine Street. Enjoy the 17 themed trees, where you will find exciting brands like Brighton, Alex and Ani, beautiful sweaters, and delicious candles with scents like pumpkin spice and cinnamon cider. Have your sweetheart fill out a wish list to make your shopping easier, or have one of the many wonderful ladies help you with that special gift. It's Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing at 1322 Pine Street in beautiful downtown Reading.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Yeah.
Jack Frost, Carl Bach, nipping Linda Bach. At your nose. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, 45 degrees going up to 49.
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated. Looks like our forecast is our lows 33 tonight. And, of course, the forecast is calling for areas of frost, then sunny Saturday, which would be high 51, low of 31. Areas of frost on Sunday with our highs of 55. So, actually, our weekend forecast calls for clear weather, but with a frost warning. Again, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. It's having a 20% off anniversary sale right now, right before Christmas, guys, if you're looking for a special bauble, special diamond, special necklace, there it is. Four Winds Jewelry. You're not going to find a better place, and the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Rocky Slaughter, an entrepreneur. And name of your company?
Sugar Pine Media.
Sugar Pine Media, who has been integral since he's come back into Reading. I mean, you've been everywhere. Your name comes out all the time.
I've been everywhere, man.
And,
I appreciate that.
And you were one of the ones that were doing a lot of the publicity and the pushing for Measure D. As you pointed out, Measure D was a total failure,
right.
Evisceration, slaughter.
Catastrophic slaughter.
So you went afterwards and you went, well, why was that?
Correct.
And you came up with five questions.
I did. The first question I had was, if citizens voted against Measure D because they did not trust what leaders would do with the money, because trust was the main factor that everyone immediately pointed to, Record Searchlight, all the leaders in the community, pretty much everyone I was with, the election party, they said, oh, we must not trust our city council. Or the city administration. And that is for sure a factor. People don't trust our city council, a certain portion of our community. But the question I wanted to ask was, if we truly didn't trust our city council, why was one of the most vocal proponents for Measure D, Julie Winter? Why did she win her seat by more votes than anybody that's currently on the council? And then, contrary to that, if voters were so strongly aligned with the official arguments against Measure D, why did former city councilor Gary Cadd, who crafted the opposition argument that said that we can't trust the city council, and ran a campaign against Measure D, why did he finish in last place? Those two things don't really add up. And then why did citizens in North and East Reading elect Mary Rickert?
Is this number two?
Sorry, this is number three.
Okay, number three. Okay.
Yeah. Why did citizens in North and East Reading elect Mary Rickert and Steve Morgan to county supervisor positions when both campaigned in favor of Measure D? So if the public was informed about policy positions and the candidates that they were electing, there was a disconnect between how people felt about Measure D by a wide margin and the people that they elected. And then if the Reading public was averse to tax increases, what caused people to vote in favor of property tax hiking measures H and I, the bond measures? And those are significant tax increases, and those passed by a margin of, 55% is the requirement, but they passed with a little bit more than that. And that's a significant difference between, the failure that Measure D had and what they were able to experience. And then in general, if two-thirds, so two out of three people in Reading, did not trust the city council or the city's administration, why are we not seeing more protests, more candidates run for city council, successful recall efforts, more demonstrations, more letters to the editor, and other symptoms we would expect from a truly angry electorate? So, like I said, I'm not discounting the idea that there is a certain portion of the population that doesn't trust the city council and the administration. There's a variety of reasons, from moving the public comment period from the beginning of the meeting to the back, salary increases, just a lack of connection between the city and its citizens, pensions. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why people don't trust. But what I started to find when I started to look deeper into this thing is people turned out for Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton this election. 30,000 voters increased between the June primary and the November general election in Shasta County. Now, I started thinking about this a little bit more deeply, and I can't even think of one of my friends or one of my parents, anyone in my family that didn't vote in the June primary or didn't vote in the 2014 general election. You voted in the June primary.
We always vote.
Yeah, so I would assume that everybody that's listening probably voted in all of these elections. So we're talking about a different type of voter that isn't listening to this local news station right now, that isn't reading the Record Searchlight, that has very little interest in local issues. They turn out for the top of the ticket, which was a presidential race. And when you look at the Measure D results, 5% of the voters right off the top didn't vote on it. They didn't care. And then in addition to that, those are called undervotes, by the way. In addition to that, you had 17 different questions on the ballot that seemed like an SAT exam more than it did something that you would vote for.
It took us a long time to vote this time. Linda had studied and had her sheet with her.
Correct.
You know, things that she had talked about, we'd look at all the propositions and all this, but she took her sheet in there because you can't just walk in there without, I mean, I really appreciated the fact that, you went in there and studied it because
well,
you had to.
The propositions and the measures are God bless our politicians and God bless our attorneys, but whoever writes these bills, they say exactly opposite of what you want to vote for. So it'll say safety in school, blah, blah, blah. But the, like you were talking about, Carl, with the, I don't remember the verbiage of what they are, but you have to really study what is this really saying.
Correct.
And it's a trick on your mind. I don't know who allowed that ever to happen, but it has. It's kind of like you want this person, don't you? Like you're the attorney that's, you know, that's in front of the jury and saying, you know this person's killed five people, but you do want them to go home to their families, don't you? And be a family person.
Yeah, that's kind of it. Yes,
and
that's,
so you're just like, and then you're, you know, it's pulling on strings that you just, boy, I'll tell you what, you do have to, like, meditate over it.
Well, and you're right. There's 30,000 voters that showed up, hadn't shown up before. I don't think it necessarily is that they don't read the record searchlight or these things. I think that the Trump coming up and running against Clinton was a big thing. If anything, maybe they should have, you know, they couldn't put it off, but they should have put it off. I think, you know, listening to seeing things written here now in the chat pack is that everybody, if you realize it, is that they threw out all the incumbents in this county and the city.
They did.
They just left. They voted in new people because they were hoping for something else. It wasn't just, I don't think, just a one issue that Julie Winter got elected by or that Adam McElvain got elected by, because Julie was for D and Adam was against D.
Correct.
So, I mean, and then both and Mary Rickert and Steve Morgan, right. Never were really, you know, that was kind of like, well, you know, that's not really, I support it, but, you know, I don't really have a dog in this fight type thing.
Steve Morgan was advertising on the radio saying that Chester County needs to pass Measure D.
But I'm saying it was a city thing. So when you say that people said they just don't trust the city council, and but you don't, I mean, if you were going to put a percentage on that.
Oh, that's a
out of 100% saying, well, no, I'm not trying to do that, but I'm just because this is what I hear.
Right.
And I heard a lot of people, Rocky, before the election, people that would just surprise you, and I will never mention who they are, business owners and people that would just, it astounded me, that just said, I'm not supporting it because I don't believe that they can do this or that they're going to do this. And these are people that are very well read, very intelligent, very, you know, like I said, big in business. They weren't going to vote on this. And I right then, because I kind of thought, because I put it out in a blog, and I said, I think I'm going to support this because I don't see any other option. So we've got to either trust them somewhat or we're just going to be right where we are. Well, it was even, I thought it'd be close, one way or the other. I had no idea there was this much anger. And that's what a lot of this was.
And I think if the election were closer, I would say that trust had a much larger impact. If the turnout was smaller, if Gary Cad won, there's a lot of different factors that I would have said. If the lines were clearer, I would have said that trust is a big factor. But the one unique thing that I bring to the table is I was out there walking precincts and I was calling people, and it will astound you how many people don't know what the blueprint for public safety is. They're just completely disconnected. And so, like I said, distrust is definitely an influencing factor. And, and when you're talking about business owners and the business community, these people are usually a lot more connected than, say, the retiree that is more likely to vote, although business owners vote in a high margin as well. But there are silos in this community of information, and those in the news environment probably hear those the strongest in support and those the strongest in opposition. And I don't think they're hearing the person that is maybe a mother of four that, you know, just is within her own life and doesn't know what's on the table for public safety. They see all the challenges. They see the blight, the crime, et cetera. And they don't know what the city's doing about it because it's just outside of their news cycle.
The city isn't doing anything about it, essentially.
Well, we can't with any funding. I mean, there's different changes that can be made, I'm sure, and I had an article about that Bob Blankenship was talking about. But really, I think I should get into the study because
yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break, early break, so we can get into this. I think that
we have to move forward.
We have to move forward somehow.
Right.
So, I mean, we can look at what caused this, and your study looks really, really interesting. And I think, though, you know, when we go past this, what I'd like to see Rocky do is, okay, what's the way forward? Because obviously the city council's not doing it.
Right.
Because they should have had a plan B. mm-hmm. that they could have thrown out there that could have, I think, could have had an impact on it by saying, okay, if we're not going to pass this, then this is what gets cut. Mm-hmm. And you show this is what's going to get cut. Sorry, you want those parks open? No, these six parks are closed. And right. I think there needed to be a plan B. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're here with Rocky Slaughter. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. They are best in the North State. This is who we call anytime we have a problem with a heating or cooling system, which we don't anymore because they fixed them. You don't get any better than Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 here on Friday, the 16th of December. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A favorite holiday tradition returns to the Cascade Theater Wednesday, December 21st, with Tamashian Foley's A Celtic Christmas. This cultural holiday feast for the whole family is filled with all new music, dancing, and heartwarming stories that fill the Cascade with joy, laughter, Irish melodies, and the giving spirit of the season. Wednesday, December 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Come, they told me, a newborn king to see.
These guys are amazing. I get chills when I hear, like, talk about five voices that came together and just, like, fill heaven in their interpretations.
Just the Pentatonix.
Amazing. They have a Christmas album out, and they're just wow.
Hey, this portion of the show
brought
to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's last stronghold. Veteran-owned business gives veteran and senior discounts. It's where I go. It's where everybody goes that needs a haircut, including Jared. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Okay.
Rocky Slaughter.
All right. So now you looked at all the other areas.
Correct.
That needed... That had these that were trying to pass tax measures.
Right. Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. There was 120 different revenue increasing measures on the ballot, and that's a significant portion of our cities. That's like a quarter. So all over California, there's a need to increase taxes for a variety of different issues. of the 60 cities that I looked at, 51 of them passed. So 85% passed their general sales tax. And when I said the 120, that's a total of general tax increases, special tax increases, other revenue-generating measures. What I found was very interesting, and I found it very quickly. I noticed some very stark differences between what we try to do here in Reading and what all of these other cities tried to do, and they were successful. So the first thing I noticed is the majority, the vast majority of these cities passed their general sales tax in the form of one measure, not two. And that, I think, made it a lot clearer for people to advocate for one thing, for example. And there were 10 advisory measures on the ballots, and six of those failed. And four of those actually came from Lake Tahoe, which was a very interesting race. But the thing that I noticed very quickly is Measure D, the text on the ballot. So when you have low awareness, when I'm saying that the community is disconnected with local issues, especially when there's a lot of noise being generated at the national level, most of these people, their first awareness of what Measure D is the question that's being asked. And I blame a couple different reasons for that. The marketing effort was weak. I told that to the Record Searchlight, but they interpreted that as me saying the marketing wasn't responsible for the outcome of the election, which was interesting. So a lot of people didn't have information in front of them. But let me read to you real quickly what Measure D was. And that question was, shall an ordinance be adopted authorizing the city of Reading to collect a 0.5% sales tax for general municipal purposes for a period of 10 years? And do you think a lot of people know what general municipal purposes are? A lot of the other taxes were much more descriptive in what the general fund offers, so people knew what they were paying for. The general fund pays for police and fire. There's no special fund right now that pays for police and fire, and a lot of people saw the text that would indicate that funds could be used for anything. And what people don't understand is the majority of the general fund goes to police and fire right now. So let me take a measure, say, from East Palo Alto, which passed by 84%. And we'll get to Orland, too, which Orland's kind of similar to us in terms of they're conservative.
And for all of our people that are calling in, we'll get to you as soon as we finish this part of this.
Correct. And then also questions. I should say I'm going to be publishing all of this information on a news cafe. It's going to be open and available to the public. They can
vet. I tell you what, this is very interesting because what Rocky's talking about is, like, just getting an example. Santa Monica measured GSH. 1 cent, this is for how much it's going to be. 1 cent for how long. Oh, there's no limit on it. 63% of the people passed it. To maintain and improve Santa Monica community services. So you're going to read another one. But what he's done is he's gone through every one of these. So you can see how they wrote the measure and even who the voting is, conservative, moderate, liberal.
Correct. And whether or not they had marketing. If you look under the marketing column, most of those are blank. Most communities didn't have any marketing. They didn't have any campaigns. Yeah. And just by the question that was asked, voters either approved or failed it.
Right. Okay.
So East Palo Alto, for example, to make neighborhoods safer by maintaining rapid police response times, numbers of police officers patrolling neighborhood streets, repairing streets, potholes, updating drinking water, storm drain infrastructure, maintaining youth senior programs, and other vital city services. That's the important language. And other vital city services. This is a general fund, a general sales tax.
Right. And that was beautifully written.
Correct. It shows what you're paying for.
Yeah. I get that.
Right.
I mean, I think Joe, who maybe can't, you know, doesn't have time to study, doesn't think about studying, goes to the poll, that sees that, he's going to vote.
It makes sense.
Yes.
But it doesn't make sense to him.
Yes.
When they read it. And it doesn't get into – okay, keep going. I'm sorry.
Oh,
here are going to want to talk.
Okay, shall East Palo Alto enact a 0.5-cent sales tax that can only be ended by voters providing about $1.8 million annually with citizens' oversight, annual independent audits, all funds benefiting East Palo Alto? All three things at the end there were things that we had in our race. So there's a little bit of a difference in language. Now, let me highlight one example that I think proves the case for the language, which is what came out of San Francisco, which is the very last one that you see here.
Okay.
So San Francisco, Proposition K was a 0.75-cent sales tax increase. San Francisco is liberal. They're used to paying a lot larger sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
They had another proposition on their ballot, Proposition J, which was for homeless reduction services. That passed. Proposition J was advertised by Mayor Ed Lee and all of the supervisors. You cannot have J without K. J was raising money for homeless services. K was going to fund it. Similarly, here, we had to raise the tax in order to pay for police services. There was a complete disconnect within the voting population. They read the question, and this is very simple. Shall the city increase its sales tax by 0.75% for a total tax of 9.25%? No other mention of anything, what it pays for. It went into the general fund, but there was no connection between Proposition K and Proposition J, there's an important distinction between general and special taxes, and I understand and respect what attorneys are trying to do here, but if 54 other examples in the state used language in their ballot that is different than what we did, did we get it wrong?
But San Francisco, that failed just like Measure D failed here.
It failed worse. It failed worse in the entire state.
65. Okay. Now, let me use as an example of for something that these people from Linwood, and then we'll get to the phone calls.
How about Orland?
Oh, no. Okay. Go you. Orland. Yeah, go Orland.
Because
that was a big rally.
Yeah, you said it's kind of like us, a little more rural and conservative.
Orland or Yreka, too, they passed theirs. Yreka is kind of the epicenter of the state of Jefferson, you'd think. We'd be sharing some similarities. So Orland said, to support and fund the Orland Volunteer Fire Department, replace and maintain Orland Fire Department first responder and emergency equipment, and maintain and support other general-funded city services, shall the city of Orland enact a half-cent sales tax increase by adopting ordinance, and there's a number, with all money for Orland and for Orland purposes, no money for Sacramento, and published annual audits.
Well, I like that, because all money, that's going to stay in Orland.
Right.
Is that what that just said?
Exactly.
That money's not going to Sacramento.
Correct.
That's staying in Orland.
I mean, it has to technically go through the Board of Equalization. But yes, the same amount stays in Orland.
And how did that do?
Let me look at that again. Orland passed by 71.8%. Okay. That's overwhelming.
Okay. Now, let me hit this one last thing before we go to the phones. Linwood.
Okay.
This is great. This is the way it's written. To protect and maintain vital city services, including emergency response, neighborhood police patrols, drug and youth violence prevention programs, fire protection, street and pothole repair, parks and recreation programs, and other essential services, shall Linwood establish a one-cent sales tax requiring independent annual financial audits, citizens' review of the expenditures with all funds remaining in Linwood with the said tax expiring after 10 years.
Like it.
75% of the people voted for that.
Correct. And now, do you think this text is unfair? Do you think this is slanting the election like people accuse me of doing? I mean, it just shows what you pay for it, not what legal requirements are there.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
It is a good morning. Hey, Rocky, I wanted to explain to you why Mary Rickert and that fellow in Central Valley was elected.
Steve Morgan.
And why the measure failed. The people that vote for property taxes, not all of them are property owners. You might have an apartment complex that's got 80 people in it, and they get to vote on those, and it's not coming out of their pocket, not directly, and they don't realize that they'll be paying it for through their rent. That being said, the reason the people don't trust the city council, and it's not just this city council, it's many city councils from the past, is they haven't used our money wisely, and some of the sneaky ways they explain their propositions, number one would be the should we sell the property down at Turtle Bay to the McConnell Foundation for $150,000 more than what it's appraised for, when in fact there was appraisals for more than what they claimed, and they had even been offered $1 million for that property by Alan Shuffelberger. And then you take a look at this deal with the utilities last night, where they sent out cards, and if you don't return your card, it's counted as a yes vote. If you do return it, then it'll be a no vote. It's sneaky little things like this that erodes our trust in the government. And a lot of times it seems to me, and some of the things you said, it seems to me that the end justifies the means. And I don't agree with that. What do you got to say about that, Rocky?
Okay, Nick, thank you very much.
I'm not sure what he meant by the end justifies the means. What do you think he meant?
I think he means is that there are all these little things that are happening. It's kind of like those last straws, more and more stuff, and that they do things which results in what they want, but it's kind of like in runs around. You know, like, you know, well, you're doing this, but, you know, like selling, you know, Turtle Bay, which I don't agree with on that. But, you know, the land and all this. What sure. It does is it's a – I go back to perception. This is where I disagree with you. Mm-hmm. To me, it's perception is reality. Mm-hmm. When they see – when the public sees things, it registers somewhere back in their head.
Right.
You know, that's – and you're in advertising. You know that. Advertising, you have to keep hitting people with it. But it registers in the back of their head. And then something else happens. And then something else happens. And they'll see it in the searchlight, or they'll hear it on our show, or they'll hear it someplace, or their friends will be talking about it. Mm-hmm. So it registers back there and it holds. And as soon as the city council comes out and say, trust us, which is what they were saying, they don't do it. I mean, people just rebel against it. All right, let's go to the next. What did you have? I just answered
I think
it for
we agree
you.
More than you realize.
Oh, no.
So,
yeah.
Like I said, from the very beginning, trust was an issue, and I see all the different reasons that have, a certain subset of our population, they've seen things over time, and they don't trust right. The city council.
We have about a minute left. Should we go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go
take
Matt.
Your call. You're live
good
on
morning,
the air.
Matt.
Do you have a question?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Good.
Got a quick point, and then want to talk about the future just real quick. Hey guys, gotta quit using words like disconnected and trying to play down the, let's simplify it to make these poor country folks get into it, because people are pretty sensitive to things like that. And quite frankly, the people that I spoke to, which is a lot of people in this community, they were spot on as far as their knowledge of what was going on and how they felt about it and so on. So I think they voted their heart. And I think we all know how that turned out. So moving forward, it just seemed like an epitome of bad leadership. I mean, from the time that they spent $155,000 on a blueprint, and then we had to get a court order to actually take a look at it, and then they tore that up and came with something else, and even the process of actually meeting just them in a back room and coming up with some kind of other solution, and that's what we get to vote on. The whole thing just really was portrayed poorly, and it didn't involve the community, and that showed in the vote. But hey, moving forward, we've had some solutions that come out of the community, and those are being ignored. Everything from dealing with encampments on the city properties and so on. We've been given some solutions to how to deal with that, and those are being ignored. But there right now is a discussion about a golf course. And about the potential of buying it, even though we can't afford to take care of the ones that we have. Here's something for you guys to kick around. What about actually going ahead and buying the golf course, and then instead of zoning it for ballparks or so on, why don't we do some kind of fast-tracking permit process and then auctioning the thing off to developers for a subdivision or something down there? It would be a windfall for the city as far as to take that property that's actually probably being sold as a short sale or some kind of foreclosure and turn it into a piece of property that could be sold for obviously far more. And then just the jobs and the development fees and so on would be a significant windfall for them as well.
Okay, Vint.
So, I'll just listen. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Vint. Thanks.
That's a really big question.
Well,
yeah, I don't really know much about that deal.
Well, I think that what people are saying is this, is we've got to think outside the box. We need people coming in with all these different ideas, you know, like, hey, lease the new soon-to-be Carnegie Park to an individual, and they can't sell it, they can't develop it, but what they can do is keep the people out of it mm-hmm. instead of because the city can't keep them out. Well, a private owner can. And these are just, you know, ways of being able to do this. And I think that's what people are looking at. We've got to take a break here, though. And this portion of the show, of course, is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Located 2539 Larkspur. You got a problem? No, I'm just kidding. You know, you need to, if you want to buy that gun, you need to buy it like today because you have to have everything bought no later than 21st of December if you want to get it. This year, and there's going to be a lot of problems next year, as you know, from all the laws that are passed. Bastiani Arms has a fine selection of every type of short or of a pistol and long gun, all the accessories, gunsmithing, they've got it all. Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, and great veterans discounts. All of this at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm heading down there today or maybe tomorrow afternoon to take a look at one last thing before Christmas. We'll be right back with Rocky Slaughter.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State. What shall we do
about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. What shall we do about
them? Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is a Shasta Regional Medical Center Medical Minute.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Cross. If your knee is severely damaged by arthritis or injury, you may find it hard to perform simple activities like walking or climbing stairs. If non-surgical treatments like medication and walking supports are no longer helpful, surgery may be an option. Advanced technology like Navio Orthopedic Robotic Systems help perform partial knee replacement to achieve optimal results. The Orthopedic Robotic Surgery Program at Shasta Regional Medical Center is the first in the region, and we are excited to offer patients some of the most advanced technologies available in orthopedic care.
Shasta Regional Medical Center offers the Navio Robotic Assisted Surgical System for partial knee replacement. Robotic technology allows for accurate, precise, and consistent results so you can get back to the activities you love pain-free. For more information, visit ShastaRegional.com or call 888-969-7168. That's 888-969-7168.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to KCNR in our last and final segment here on this beautiful Friday. My goodness, it's the 16th of December. Welcome back to the show. It's currently 47 degrees, mostly sunny today with our highs of 49, actually, partly cloudy, then areas of frost tonight with lows of 33. Saturday calls for a high of 51 with mostly clear skies, then areas of frost as well. Sunday calls for frost, and as we continue on through the week, we are not looking at rain. Well, excuse me, Wednesday night of next week. So we're going to have a beautiful weekend. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. I tell you what, if you got a little bitty chip in your windshield and it gets water in it and it's freezing, it's going down to 33 tonight, it could crack your windshield, totally crack your windshield and destroy it. Go down and have Jeff Wurst, a veteran at this great business. He's been doing this for 20 years. He knows exactly how to take care of your windshield. He guarantees everything that every windshield he works on, he guarantees. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment.
All right,
and have that fixed. Okay.
Let's go to the phones. John, you've been waiting. Do you have a welcome to the show? You're live. Do you have a question for Rocky Slaughter?
I can do a little bit of political analyst myself. I can tell you why Measure B passed, because of the way it was written on the ballot. And Nick alluded to that about the price of $600,000 exceeds the highest appraisal value, which was a total lie. But to move on to the latest thing, it's a matter of trust. If you hang out on the street and you talk to enough people all day long, you're going to find out that people are not going to vote for that initiative because they didn't trust the city council to continue to pay, to spend that money the way they said they were. The other problem that happened was is the PR guy on that whole project needed a PR guy after the water slide because he lost his credibility. That's about all I have to say. I'll take my answer on the air.
Okay, right, John. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Do you want to say anything?
This guy's got a grudge against me or something. I don't know.
Okay,
but,
well,
yeah.
You know, you tried something with the water slide. It did happen.
It ended up
happening.
A lot of people had a lot of fun.
But yeah, the first time it didn't happen, second time it did happen.
Correct.
And it brought together the community. Did you feel like that was a success?
I feel like it was.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of people smiling that day.
Yeah.
Well, you brought a lot of attention to a lot of things on the first one, too. So, John, that was Rocky. That's our guest right now.
Yeah.
In case some people don't get the names. Okay.
Right.
We're here with Rocky Slaughter. So, okay, let's go to Gary. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll conclude, and I'm not sure Rocky understands it yet. It's trust. And you use some examples, one of them Linwood, in a key word that was in their tax proposal was audit. There was no guarantee of any honesty or oversight in your tax measure.
See, I agree with that. Yeah, I think we should have had that in our measure.
Yeah, you should, but you didn't.
Okay.
And the city council...
I didn't design it, so...
obviously did not want it put in. It was put out there, but it was not put in on purpose because they knew what they were doing. And again, it's trust, and quit trying to deny it.
Okay, Gary.
Bye.
Thank you.
Well, Rocky, let's just clear up for our listeners now. Is that you brought this? Tell us what your deal was with D.
I ran the marketing effort, so the website, social media, the brochures. We did not get enough funding to put out a full campaign.
But you didn't write the bill.
Correct. Yeah, I didn't write it.
And you wish that you look back on it now that you would have, on a comment card, why this was being written, say, not sure, and then it happened so fast, boom. But
right.
We all have a lot of these things afterwards. Well, I wish I would have said this, wish I would have done that. So now you're here and collecting this information, but let's just clear up for our listeners.
Put that sappy plate in.
You didn't write the bill.
Correct.
You just tried to advertise for it and help it to get passed.
And my purpose in doing this was not to really figure out why it failed. It was to learn for the future. The public is going to need to do something to increase revenues at some point. We've got some rosy financial projections that are coming out. We've got an unfunded pension liability problem, and services are going to decrease at least until 2021. So we need to solve these problems, and I think the only answer really the city should make cuts. There should be some things where the city council really takes the citizens, the trust factor, they should take that head on, and they should have some serious discussions with department heads, et cetera. But ultimately, down the line, they're going to have to pass something like this in order for us to get out of some of the problems that we have. A lot of them are state-created problems. So I'm hoping that this study is something that we take and look at, and in the future try to make it more clear so that citizens actually have the ability to thoroughly weigh whether or not they want to fund the general fund that would provide money for police and fire. And I just cannot conclude, based on my walking and phone calls and all of the different interactions that I had, that people really, truly understood what D&E were for.
Okay, and you know what? Kudos to you, because you came here today, and I'm sure when you try for something so hard, you have to lick your wounds.
Yeah.
And you're still getting bullets thrown right at your face.
You're still blowing up in your face. I just read something in records.
And you know what? Thanks. You're standing up. You're standing up to say, hey, I'm here. I did a study. This is how the other bills were written.
I mean, people that object.
And people are angry.
They can come up with their own study.
Yeah.
If they gather data like this, I would review it just like anything else.
Rocky, people may not agree with some of the things you back and you take the lead in it. So far you're doing 50-50 right here. So you got Turtle Bay and then Measure D. But the thing I really like about Rocky Slaughter is this. Rocky puts his leads with his nose right there, and he gets out there and he tries. And anytime that people want something to, you know, to happen, you see Rocky's name in there someplace, that they go to Rocky to say, you know, hey, you know, start coalescing support for this. And that's absolutely outstanding. And the way it's written or whatever, I think the way it was written is part of it, but I have to agree with a lot of our callers that this indeed was a trust issue. And then to turn around, then, you know, a week later and give the raise, and then a week after that talk about buying a golf course, mm-hmm. has just gone – that's going to hurt the next one even more,
right.
because this will cement into the opponents of it, oh, we're supposed to trust these people. Look what they did.
I agree with that.
And there's nothing you can do too much about that.
We have – do you want to
– Terry, I've got like 30 seconds left. Yeah. Can you get it in?
I can. The All thing right. is that, well, number one, Rocky, the thing you were talking about as far as not having enough money to advertise your side of it, that you had signs up everywhere, rallies. There were people in the paper, Brent Weaver, Leonard Modi, et cetera, et cetera. All this stuff went on. You got defeated by the people. And you got defeated by the people because they don't trust the government. And they don't trust this government by word of mouth. And Vince Stevenson was absolutely correct when he said it's very condescending that you would come on a program and you would say basically that, gosh gee willie, you know, these folks out there really don't know what they're doing. I think we do know what we're doing. And I think you've just seen the beginning of it. And as far as the protests go, there's no sense in protesting a city council that is going to be gone.
We've run
out. We're going to be gone.
We've run out of time, Terry.
Thanks,
okay,
sir.
Terry, we got to go. We're
hey,
at
Rocky,
top of the hour. Rocky, yes.
Just quickly respond.
Respond. That is going to require a lot of time.
Okay.
Yeah. Rocky, how do people get a hold of you? One.
Sure. You could probably find me on Facebook. That's the easiest thing.
Okay. Sugar Pine Media.
Sugar Pine Media.
Sugar Pine. And this is going to come in. This study is going to come out in A News Cafe.
Correct. Yeah. Sometime next week. It's taken me quite a while to go through all the different cities.
It's fantastic, so, by the way. We're seeing the spreadsheet in front of us.
I know people have taken umbrage of the way you've said some things here. But during the breaks, we talk about it. And there's probably different ways we could explain things.
The ballot measure, right?
Just like the ballot measure. Yeah. And I understand, you know, and you do too, about – but you've gone out and talked to a lot of people, and you were talking about your father.
Right.
And, like, a lot of people are up on national, but the ones we get right down here, they really didn't understand because it wasn't clear to begin with. And like Linda says, as soon as you walk in and you read this is, you know, Joe the Pipe Fitter walks